Good morning, Emmaus High School. My name is Rylan Bassett. I'm your host for the Buzzing in Your Ear. It's currently 2 a.m. on a Sunday morning, but I'm wide awake. Wide awake because I'm wondering. Wondering why we study classic literature. Now, I know this is a tired debate. Why do we have to read a book by this dead guy? And I know it is met with the tired answer, "In the past, we can find lessons to aid our future." Now, I've never actually heard anyone say that verbatim, but it sounds just vague enough to infuriate a bored high schooler. But I'm not awake talking into a mic this late to whine about Twain using confusing dialect and Shakespeare making up words. But yet, I wish to contemplate what makes classic literature classic. I believe it's because they were the best of the first. Just like The Wizard of Oz, as great as it was in its time, would be scoffed at by a hypothetical objective observer asked to compare it to La La Land. The same can be said of Pac-Man and Minesweeper, a different art form, but they still can't compare to the technological advancement, or superiority rather, of, say, Black Ops 4. There is, of course, one difference between the realms of video games and film, and that of the written word. For video games and film have been given the opportunity to progress with the technology with which they're produced. Better cameras, better CGI equipment, better computers have all made it possible to create better products. Books are made with pens and paper. But despite this difference, the digital age has brought on new forms of art, and these are forms of art that can be analyzed in a classroom setting. And this begs the question, in future generations, will Siddhartha, Julius Caesar, and Brave New World be replaced or even supplemented with Star Wars, The Godfather, and Metropolis? Oh, how spark notes would change. While it's fun to imagine watching a movie for the assignment as opposed to as a cheap substitute for the assignment, we must remember that we're stuck with the dusty old books for now, so we might as well give them a shot. On that note, it is way past my bedtime, so that's gonna be it for me tonight. We're going into production for the October print issue this week, so be sure to check that out the coming week. As always, any questions, comments, and or concerns can be addressed to stingerehs@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter to stay up to date on all the Stinger news at stingerehs, and visit us online at stingerehs.com. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.